Yes, I'm Dr. Rastogi, doing dictation of psychiatric consultation and progress note for Comprehensive Counseling Center, PC. Date of evaluation is 8/21/2023. All the patient was seen via doxy, and patient has consented for the appointment. The first patient is Cassidy, C-A-S-S-I-D-Y, Lee Van Horn, V-A-N-H-O-R-N. He's a date of birth is 4/25/1978. Date of evaluation is 8/21/2023. His telephone number was 586-801-5082. Identification data. Patient was seen via doxy. Patient has consented for telehealth appointment. Cassidy is a Cassidy is a is a 44-year-old married Caucasian male who was discharged from Exon Oakland Hospital. Patient was seen for consultation due to his bipolar disorder. History of present illness. Cassidy described that he has long history of mental illness and has been treatment for bipolar disorder. This time he came to the hospital because he has seizure episodes. Also, he was overwhelmed and anxious about the situation at home, that his 19-year-old son was drowned and has seizure. He described that he is married for 19 years and always taking care of his wife and his two kids. He worked as a maintenance person in a mobile home. He described that he has depression for a long time. But has been so more marked depression for the last 8 years. Period. He described that he has period of mood swings and was diagnosed having bipolar disorder. He described that he has been taking lithium and it was prescribed by primary care physician and is working. He liked to continue with the medication. He also described that he was taking narco due to his right leg injury. Patient was initially admitted due to alcohol intoxication. His wife also reported that he has been in psychiatric care, but he has seizures only at this point. He had never had any seizures. but in the past he has alcohol treatment program. He also described that he was having problem of ADD. His past psychiatric history, detail is not available, but he indicated that he has multiple psychiatric admission. He was not provide all the details, but currently he was taking lithium, 450 milligram BID, Lexapro 10 milligram daily. He was also taking narco and testosterone. He described in the past he was on Seroquel, he didn't like it. His social history, positive for alcohol dependence, opiate dependence, and was taking stimulant Adderall, nicotine dependence, often use cannabis. His laboratory profile, as per hospital record, he was in CVC deficiency for health source, hemoglobin was 9.3, WPC count was 10.52, glucose was normal, electrolyte was normal, liver enzyme source SGOT was 69, SGPT was 19, globin was normal. Period. His personal history, he described that he was married with his wife for 19 years and has two children. Medical history, he described that he has injury in his right leg, including patella, for which he was taking narco. He has completed college from Michigan and has degree in criminal justice. He was concerned that his 19-year-old young son who had seizure. Period. His medications while he was in hospital was Adderall 20 milligram, two tablets daily. He was also on diazepam during SIVA assessment. But he claimed that he has been taking testosterone and also narco for the pain. Otherwise, he does not have any other medication. On mental examination, Mr. Cassidy presented a tall Caucasian male, 5 feet 10 inches in height, 181 pounds in weight. His mood was depressed, affect was anxious. He has limited eye contact but looks somewhat overwhelmed. He denies any auditory or visual hallucinations or any positive feeling. He denies any suicidal, homicidal thoughts. His wife, who was also his wife, Melissa, indicate that he is not having any suicidal any problem. His attention span was fair, memory was intact, judgment size seems to be okay. He was not very much attentive during video call, but he appears to be of average intelligence. Diagnosis, XS1, bipolar mood disorder, depressed, history of alcohol dependence, opiate dependence, stimulant dependence, nicotine dependence, XS2, differ XS3, history of arthritis in the right leg. XS4, chronic history of mental illness, use of substance abuse, XS5, 50, prognosis guarded. Recommendation, patient has been following outpatient treatment with Dr. Penson, who has been prescribing all other medications. I discussed with him that I will manage his bipolarity by, since he is continuing on lithium 450 mg twice a day, I would recommend to get a blood level checked so that I can adjust the doses. Also recommended that I will give him Abilify 5 mg 2 times a day to stabilize his mood, decrease his anxiety, and also clear his thought process. For anxiety, I will avoid not to give any benzodiazepines, but he can be taken Vistril 25 mg 3 times a day. I explained him risk, benefit, side effect. Also, he consented for the treatment. Case, his medication was also discussed with his wife, Melisha, who has been monitoring his behavior and also medication. A follow appointment was given in 2 to 4 weeks. End of dictation. Next lesion on Catherine Stoney Cipher, CATHERINE Stone Cipher, STONE CIPHER. Her date of birth is 3/1/1990. Telephone number is 313-391-7214. Date of lesion is 8/21/2023. Subjective Nagita. Catherine was cooperative, calm, describes she is feeling better. Except she is a little bit tired as she is not having good sleep for the last few nights because of the, that's why she is fatigued. Otherwise, medication is working. She is taking care of her 4-year-old daughter who is going to the preschool. She works on her diet, doing exercise, and dealing with her pain in her left hand due to carpal tunnel syndrome, for which Motrin was prescribed, but it is not working. She will be going to the pain specialist. As far as mood is concerned, she is feeling all right. She denies any depression, sadness, mood swings, any suicidal homicidal thoughts. She is taking all her medications religiously. Also described that sometime when she is overwhelmed and get panic attack, she takes Clonopin, which I have given only 5 tablets, and explain her that she should take only in a crisis. Otherwise, she should do other maneuver like a deep breathing exercise. Try to go for a walk. Try to get relaxed. Patient describes she is feeling good and appropriate. Medication is working. She denies any suicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. There was no involuntary movement. She denies that she has been using any drugs. Assessment, bipolar mood disorder, depressed, pain in the left hand due to carpal tunnel syndrome, will continue olanzapine 10 mg daily, trazodone 100 mg at bedtime, melatonin 10 mg daily, Lamictal 150 mg daily, Celexa 30 mg daily, 30-day supply was ordered, and also Clonopin 0.5 mg 5 tablet was given, to which can she can use on PRN basis for panic attack. Prognosis guarded. Next lesion, follow appointment was given in 30 days. Next lesion is Nevenika Bozin, NEVENKABOZIN. Her date of birth is 4/2/1949. Telephone number is 586-751-6275. Date of service is 8/21/2023. Subjective Agita. Nivedika described that since she is taking medication, she is feeling much better. She is not getting any panic attack, and she is not going anywhere except at home, and sometimes do babysitting for her grandkids. She has been living with her husband and claimed that medication working. She is denies any suicidal homicidal behavior, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid illusion. She denies any side effect of the medication. She was alert, oriented. Her mood was euthymic. Affect was present. His speech was clear. Thought was organized. No panic attacks for the last couple months. As a major depressive disorder with history of panic attack, plan continuous in Malta, 20 mg daily, Clonopin 1/2 mg on a PRN basis. A 30-day supply of the medication was ordered. Period. Next duration, on Charles Croughton, C-H-A-R-L-E-S, Croughton, C-R-O-W-T-O-N. His date of birth is 3/24/1984. Date of service is 8/21/2023. Telephone number is 586-843-8668. Subjective agenda. Charles indicated that he moved to Florida and he is feeling more relaxed and calm than in Michigan, although he claimed that he is a resident of Michigan, but he also living in Florida. But since he moved to Florida, he is feeling more comfortable as he has a lot of acquaintances in the neighborhood and he has been compliant with the treatment. He described his feeling better, sleeping better, and trying to work on his diet and the weight. Period. He continues seeing his therapist on a weekly basis. He also indicate over here in Florida he has a lot of ambulation. He was alert, oriented. His mood was present. Affect was appropriate. Speech was clear. Thought was organized. He denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts. Denies any hallucinations or any paranoid illusion. His judgment sight is humor. There is no symptoms of mania, depression, or anxiety. Assessment: bipolar mood disorder. Currently maintained on Depakote, 1,000 milligrams twice a day, to which he has been stable and has been compliant regularly. Plan, I further discussed that he should continue taking his medication, and as long as he is working on his diet, exercise, and therapy, he is fine. PRF, follow appointment was given in 30 days. Next question on Florence Reyes, 8/11/1962. Telephone number is 248-238-7952. Date of lesion is 8/21/2023. Subjective agita. Reyes was concerned and anxious that the doctor has recommended that she has to undergo kidney transplantation. Although she has been subjected for complete checkup, that including echocardiogram and stress test, another test, and she is perfectly healthy. However, the donor is not available right now. The doctor also explained her that she has to be regularly getting checks extensively when she get transplantation. I further explained that if she has to go to procedure, she should take control of herself, and she will be quite healthy once appropriate donor is available. To which she claimed that I have calmed down her anxiety. I provided support and explained that she should also tell the doctor about her psychiatric issue of bipolar disorder and has been maintained on medication. She described she already told the doctor. Patient is alert, oriented, somewhat anxious. Her mood was euthymic. Affect was appropriate. There was no suicidal thoughts, no symptoms of hallucination or delusion, no agitations or aggression. Patient has several medical issues that include hyperparathyroidism, undergone bilateral mastectomy, and has been long history of chronic kidney disease, for which her kidney transplantation was recommended. Assessment: bipolar mood disorder, depressed, chronic kidney disease, recommended kidney transplantation, bilateral mastectomy, hyperparathyroidism, plan continue on olanzapine 10 mg daily, triadoptal 300 mg bedtime, Zoloft 100 mg daily, 30 days medications was ordered. Risk benefit side effect explained. Patient denies that she has not having any problem with the medication and not hearing any voices or any depression and anxiety. Only thing she was worried about the transplantation, which she believed that it helps after talking to me, PJ. Next location is Dennis, D-E-N-N-I-S, Nylon, N-E-Y-L-O-N. His date of birth is 2/25/1956. Telephone number is 313-670-2113. Date of service is 8/21/2023. Subjective and objective. Dennis was in a pleasant mood. I described that he is doing very, very well. Today is going to celebrate 19 years of his marriage, and he is going to bring some food and enjoy time with his wife. I congratulate him, and I also appreciated his concern. Peter Nalan has been doing very well. He denies any depression, anxiety, mood swings, denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts. He described medication has been working and has no problem with any other medical issue too, and is regularly following his medical doctor and has been taking medication. He described he has been sleeping good, eating good. There was no mood swing, no suicidal thoughts, no symptoms of hallucination and delusion. Patient was very cheerful and quite happy. Assessment, bipolar mood disorder, symptomatically stable. Plan, I send the prescription for Depakote, 500 mg BID, Cymbalta, 30 mg daily, Wellbutrin XL, 300 mg daily, Trazodone, 50 mg daily. Risk, benefit, side effect, I explained. 30 days medications was ordered and dictation. Next question, on Frances, F-R-A-N-C-E-S, McGill, M-C-G-I-L-L. Her date of birth is 1/9/1976. Telephone number is 248-224-8577. Date of relation is 8/21/2023. Subjective agenda. Patient was recently discharged from Providence Hospital and was given Abilify Maintenance 400 mg daily. Patient was seen for follow-up recently. Some changes was made, and she was recommended to continue with the Abilify 20 mg at bedtime and Clonazepam 0.5 mg on a PRN basis. PJ, for her anxiety, she described the medication is working and she is happy. She does not want to take any injection of Abilify, except she liked to be take at medication. I further explained that if she keep taking injection, she does not have to take medications regularly. However, she does not like to do that. She want to take the oral medication as she was taking before. She describes she has substance supply medication. At this point, she does not need any medication. Today, she was speaking from her husband home, and her conflict with the husband has been resolved. Patient denies any involuntary movement or any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness. Assessed bipolar mood disorder, depressed, making improvement. Plan, patient has been on Abilify 20 mg at bedtime and Clonazepam 0.5 mg PRN. 30-day supply was given. Patient does not want to take any medication at this point. End of dictation. Next question is Gary Kolowski, G-A-R-Y-K-O-L-A-N-K-O-W-S-K-I. Date of birth is 10/23/1965. Telephone number is 313-220-1067. Date of relation is 8/21/2023. Subject to Ajita. Gary described that he has been having an appointment tomorrow for MRI. And he is going to see pain management doctor, which like to do a MRI at the lower part of the lumbar region to put another stimulator. He already having a stimulator thoracic region, and because of the constant pain in his back, he may need another stimulator in the cervical region also. Peter, he described as long as he's taking medication, he is sleeping okay. He denies any depression and anxiety, but he is concerned about his so many medical issues. He was seen by cardiologist, but he does not pay much attention. Patient has history of dysautonomia, migraine headache, cervicothoracic pain, has been undergone laminectomy, period. Patient has been having period of tachycardia for which he is on his cardiac monitoring has been done on a regular basis. He described overall he's doing all right and he's taking his medication. He is very close to his wife and also with his family. Patient was counseled about his issues, social issues, and also problem of the medical issues. Period, and appreciate his motivations to work on his issues in a positive way. He described he does not want to bother their kids and also his wife, and he's feeling generally feel better, but only for the last couple weeks he has been having problem with the pain and off and on concern about tachycardia. Patient also has been getting assistance from the insurance company in the form of visiting nurse and social worker to listen his difficulties. Assess a major depressive disorder, symptomatically improving, dysautonomia, spinal cord stimulator, cervicothoracic pain, lumbothoracic pain, continue with the reality orientation supportive therapy. Patient has maintained on Wellbutrin 150 mg daily. He described he has substance supply of the medication and does not need any prescription at this point. Next lesion is ANA IUNUSI, ANNA IUNUSI, IANNUCCI. Her date of birth is 3/12/1954. Telephone number is 586-843-4154. Subjective Ajita. ANA described that she is not doing good. She is very depressed, anxious, and she is not feeling better. Patient always responds like this. When I ask her what is bothering her, she describes everything is bothered. She is not happy. But yet, I further discuss whether how she is doing all day long. So it came to my understanding that she is very lonely. She does not have an interest either to read, write, listen music, or go to the church program, or not mingling with other resident of the home. Period. However, when I ask her why she is not going out and mix with the people, she described nobody goes out, so she stay at home all day long. I further discuss if she remain at room all the time. It is possible that she may not, and she will be constantly thinking about one thing or other, as she is a constant thinker. To which she agreed. Patient was provided counsel and encouragement that she should work on her diet, do little bit exercise, try to interact with only one or two people in the facility, so that she should talk about anything. Also, if she is not having interest in literature or news, she should listen to music. To which she agreed. I further discussed that if she continued doing this, she will be fine. She want to have all the medication. She was prescribed Vistrel, but she is not taking anything for anxiety. Assessment bipolar mood disorder. Symptomatically stable. Concern about her loneliness. Plan will give Seroquel 50 mg at bedtime, 25 mg at bedtime, Lamictal 300 mg at bedtime, 25 mg in the morning, and 90-day supply was ordered. Risk, benefit, side effect, I explained. Patient was also encouraged to develop self-control, motivation, and try to socialize to improve her functioning. Next question, David Gardner. DAVIDGRDNER. Date of birth is 6/8/1978. Telephone number is 248-408-0296. Date of evaluation is 8/21/2023. Subjective and adjective. David described that he is doing good, taking care of his medication, working in a real estate business, and has been functioning fairly well. He also involved in exercise and lost 50 pounds of weight. His current weight is 182 pounds. He is about 5 feet 10 inches in height. His mood was euthymic. Affect was appropriate. Speech was clear. Thought process organized. He described he has number of friends and also discussed his problem with his wife and has been good relationship with his wife, Pia. He denies any suicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid vision. There was no side effect of the medication. He denies any drink, use of alcohol or any use any drugs. His judgment size is significantly improved. Assessment bipolar mood disorder, symptomatically stable. Currently, he denies any symptoms of paranoia, anxiety, mood swings, any suicidal thoughts. Plan continuous setup call 25 in the morning, 200 milligram at bedtime. Tegretol XR 200 milligram twice a day. Prolixin 5 milligram at bedtime. Cogentin 1 milligram at bedtime. 30 days medication was added. Risk benefit side effect explained. Period. Next solution is on Kip Niemann. KIPNIEMAN. Date of birth is 12/16/1988. Telephone number is 586-260-0940. Date of evaluation is 8/21/2023. Subjective agenda. Mr. Niemann was in a good mood, pleasant affect. He is on vacation at up north and described overall he is feeling much better. His depression is, he denies any depression, anxiety, mood swings, any suicidal homicidal behavior. He likes to continue his medication. I appreciate his motivations and also involvement in outdoor activities. It will help not only depression but also his social life, to which he agreed. Patient has been taking all medication, denies any suicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. Assessment, bipolar mood disorder, depressed. Plan, continue on Prozac 60 milligram daily, clonopin half milligram at bedtime, PRN basis, Wellbutrin XL 300 milligram daily. A 30 days supply of the medication was ordered. Risk benefit side effect I explained. Prognosis guarded. I have given a 30 day supply and follow appointment in 30 days. End of dictation. Next solution is Angela Jones, A-N-G-E-L-A Jones. Date of birth is 11/29/1954. Telephone number is 248-846-5030. Date of evaluation is 8/21/2023. Subjective Angela. Angela described that right now she is not doing good. She has a bad cold and constantly sneezing, but she is taking rest. However, as far as psychiatric medication is concerned, she is compliant with the medication. She denies any depression, anxiety, mood swings, any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. She described the medication is working and her cold symptoms will be resolved soon. Right now she is mostly taking rest and does not have any problem. She want to have her refill of the prescription. Patient has history of bipolar mood disorder. Plan, give her syrup coil 300 milligram at bedtime. Cymbalta 30 milligram daily. Clonopin half milligrams twice a day. A 30 day supply of the medication was ordered. Risk benefit side effect I explained. Be it consent was obtained. Support was provided. Be it. Next appointment is in 4 weeks. End of dictation. Next solution is on Peter Tomczyk, PETERTOMCZYK. His date of birth is 9/30/1970. Telephone number is 248-635-9905. Time for evaluation is 1:45 p.m. Peter described that he has changed his phone number. Therefore, this morning he was not able to respond, so he called the office to give the new number. Mr. Peter was cooperative, appropriate, and described that he is doing well. He is getting his Haldol Diconiate through Estercil and other medications he is getting from comprehensive counseling. He described he has no suicidal thoughts, he derives any hallucinations or any paranoid illusion. His judgment sight is good, patient is living in a group home and has been taking all his medication. Yet he has chronic history of schizophrenia and has been maintained on Haldol Diconiate 100 mg intramuscularly. For attention deficit disorder, he get Adderall XR 20 mg BID. He was alert, oriented, tall, moderately obese Caucasian male. Mood was euthymic. Affect was appropriate. Speech was clear. He denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. His judgment sight is improved. He described without Adderall he cannot function. And it was observed. I also observed his behavior 2 times while he was admitted under my care at Exxon Oakland Hospital. And it appears that after taking Adderall, he is a different person. Although patient has never requested for increased the doses of Adderall or use any other drugs. Period. Assessment of schizophrenia chronic, attention deficit disorder. Plan continue Adderall XR 20 mg BID. Clonopin 0.5 mg BID. A 30-day supply of the medication was ordered. Patient has been getting held at Diconate 100 mg through Easter seal. No involuntary movement or any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness. This is the end of dictation, then my doctor's doing. So this is the end of all the dictation. Thank you very much. I appreciate for transcription. And please, as usual, you can send a copy to 248-282-9712. Thank you very much. Bye.